Welcome to Disrupt Education. I'm Peter Hostrasser, the host of the podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Do me a favor, hit that subscribe button and throw out a like on this episode. You'll get more and more straight to your ears. Thank you so much again for hanging out. If you don't mind, head over to disrupteducation.co. That's where I'm at. That's where you can connect with me. And we can extend the conversation around education reform and changing education for the better. One more place you want to go is to getahallpass.com. Getahallpass.com is a place where you can amplify your learning, engineer your career, and repurpose your life. We have some programs there that will help you in any situation. When you are amplifying your learning, you want a transition program, a gap year program, a college readiness program, it's all coming to you at getahallpass.com. On today's episode, we have the business development CX and content person at crash.co, Joel Bine. He'll be talking about throwing away your resume, heading up and leading yourself into a job search in an extremely innovative platform of crash.co. And we'll talk a little bit about how we're working with high school kids as well. Yes, we're working together. All that and more right after these messages. Have you ever thought about creating courses and training online? Without a partner to guide you through that process, you're going to be stressed about why your learners aren't engaged or how to create updated content, missing revenue opportunities, and not even having enough time. I know because I create online courses, and I have a solution for you, e-learning partners. You don't have to be overwhelmed anymore. Become a partner with eLearning Partners to create your courses and training stress-free and achieve the results you want to see. If you are thinking about wanting to create a course or training online and you believe like I believe that no expertise should go unheard, then click the eLearning Partners link in the notes of this podcast and you can start your journey to create your courses and training stress-free. If you want all that and more from the eLearning Partners, hit the link in the podcast notes because there's a free masterclass for you to take. That's right, a free masterclass. Hit that link today. The Disrupt Education vlog can be found on YouTube. To hear it in podcast form, search Disrupt Education on any of the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Spotify, or Stitcher. Welcome to this episode of Disrupt Education. I've got a great guest with me today from crash.co, Joel Bine. Joel, thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Oh man, my pleasure.
All right, can you tell us a little bit about what you do at Crash? And basically, and then we'll go into your education path. So,
yeah, absolutely. So Crash is a software tool where you can get hired fast by sending video pitches and portfolio of projects to specific companies that you want to work for, and sort of crashing the party of the job hunt, if you will, where you, instead of applying with a typical resume, we say burn your resume and send a crash pitch and email this URL straight to a decision maker at a company you want to work for and send them something that's too good for them to ignore so that you can win interviews. So it's really an empowering process. It's about becoming your own credential and not just relying on, you know, a degree or a certification, but saying, look, I can create value. I'm going to show you by proving it with a video and a project I made just for you. And we're getting some amazing results so far. We're about a year and a half old and still growing, but we're really excited about what our mission is.
Early in the game, we'll go into that a little bit later, but I'm interested about your career path because I know you were in education before, now you're in crash.co. There's a path there. Can you describe your education path and kind of what led you to where you are right now?
Oh man, it's an honor to be asked this question. It's been so near and dear to my heart, education. And I'm in my early 30s now, and I started off when I was 18 thinking about getting into education. And I fell in love with, number one, my passion for music and classical music. So I'm a classically trained musician and also passionate about education. So that first degree that I got was in music education to be certified to teach K through 12. This was in New York State. I was going to a university that is the first ever school to train music educators formally. So there's all this history with this sort of formal process, this formal approach to training teachers. And I was fit right into this track in order to be certified. And but I've always been a really philosophical guy. I've always been really critically thinking and trying to understand the world in my own way, in an independent way. And throughout college, I was always just questioning, what is my philosophy of education? What is education? What is school? And what is the best way for a young person, a child, a teenager, to actually learn, to assimilate information? And being the independent thinker that I was and still am, it was realizing that, oh, it needs to be something that takes place between the two ears of the learner. It's not, it's the, I believe it was Socrates, like, education is not the filling of a vessel, it's the kindling of a flame, right? It's not just, here's where we're going to install information into your noggin. No, education is something that you figure out on your own. So I fast forward towards the end of college and I was student teaching, and then I kind of was already starting to question the system, but then I found the School Sucks podcast from Brett Vanant, and he was just starting this out in 2009. And I just devoured that right when I was student teaching, realizing from the get-go that school is not education. And there's all these fundamental lessons that are baked into the system, such as following directions, such as conformity, such as, well, if you don't get much choice in what you study, oftentimes that's going to develop an intellectual apathy. Like, there's all this implicit stuff that's not really talked about. And so I was influenced by that podcast and John Taylor Gatto. And but I had all this momentum in my career, like, I'm going to get certified and getting this degree. And I didn't really, at age 21, 22, know how else to kind of launch my professional life. I had this really specific niche degree. And this is 2010. So 2009, 2010, there was less access to online education, right, in different resources, like crashes right now. So I followed that kind of momentum that was set, and I started teaching in the public schools, and I kept following my sort of greater artistic goals as a classical musician, and I was really set on becoming a conductor, and I got a master's degree in conducting, and I've continued to play that passion out, but not until these past year or two that I really make a plan to say, hey, I'm gonna actually turn my day job into something that's outside of the academic world. And not only that, but say, I wanna work for a company that's directly impacting the nature of education. And I think Crash is doing that.
That path, it's almost the musical creative, and kudos to you, because I can't pick up an instrument if I had a handle on it, man. I feel the creativity, and there's the, you know, you're always questioning yourself. And I think a lot of our students are doing that, especially at the secondary and post-secondary level. I mean, you're seeing it. So let's pound into Crash here, because we're doing some really interesting things. You and I are actually working with a couple of schools in my district. But how is Crash kind of changing the education that we've been taught about how to get a job? And then where do you see it going, you know, in the next 5 or 10 years?
Yeah. So if you think about the mission statement of the vast majority of K through 12 school districts, it's to prepare students to get a job, or to prepare students to enter the real world, or something along those lines. And often baked into that is what is to get a college degree. And why do you need a college degree? I mean, all this stuff is kind of subconscious, like implicit, baked into the messaging, right? But why do you need a college degree? To get a job. Well, all that's really changing in the 21st century, and I think Crash is kind of pressing down on the gas pedal in that way and saying, do you need a college degree to get a job? What's a college degree? It's a signaling mechanism that says, hey, I have some semblance of work ethic, or I know how to meet deadlines because I passed tests and I've completed courses. And there's not that there's zero value in that. It's just how strong is the signal that you checked all those boxes, right? And compare that to something else. We're saying, let's build something more powerful, which is specific projects, whether that's just a digital body of work that's demonstrating your interest, like something like a podcast. You create a podcast, then someone looks you up online and they see that you created a podcast, and you're signaling that you are creative, that you are communicative, that you know how to persuade people to come onto your show. You have some sort of tech skills, right? There's a body of work that signals. Or you can even go another level, more of a zooming in another level, and could create a specific project for a specific company that you're interested in. Hey, I'm interested in working customer success at this tech startup. So I'm going to take a look at their website, and I see that their FAQ page is kind of sparse, right? It's not really beefed up as much as it could be. So I'm going to go ahead and take a couple hours, and I'll learn about the product and create a more robust FAQ page, and then attach that to a crash pitch, send a video, and say, hey, I made this for you. And it's this mentality of non-permission and doing the job before you have the job. And that's signaling you are the type of person that's going to go above and beyond, that's going to be trying to figure out what problems you can solve without someone asking you to do that. And that's really powerful.
That's in education, that's so interesting, because we teach people to ask for permission. And I think about it as like when I was a kid, if you mowed lawns, right? I would just take my lawnmower over to somebody's house, mow the lawn, make sure those lines are straight, because I used to work on a golf course, make it look pristine and say, hey, I did this for you. You know, if you like, I can do this more. Here's the cost. Here's what it is. And it makes so much sense in the mindset of youth. How do you think we start to get them to believe that they can actually do things? Or what are some of the methods that you've seen where some of your crash users have believed that they can actually succeed with this? You know it. I know it. When we're talking about, and I know like your clients are anywhere from, you know, 15 all the way to wherever. But how do you figure we try to get 15, 16, 17 year olds to start thinking that? Is there unlearning, and what does that look like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of a quote, to paraphrase, I think James Baldwin. He said, you know, children have never been very good at listening to their elders, but they've been very good at imitating them. So the best thing we can do is what you and I are both doing, which is creating and modeling for young people what is possible. Start with yourself and try to inspire people just through your own sphere of control. This is me creating. And that is showing people what is possible. Now, there's nothing you can do to sort of make someone, that's the nature of education, right? Education philosophy. Again, it's if you can't get anyone to do anything, you can't make anybody do anything. You know, and Socrates, again, he said, I can't teach anybody anything. I can only make them think. Mm-hmm. So the best thing we can do is start with ourselves and show and model creativity. And then, you know, from there, just exposure and showing that, hey, this works. Like, check out all these examples of hundreds of people who've actually succeeded in crashing their careers. You know, you can go to our website, and if you go crash.co/testimonials, you'll see our sort of wall of love of both job seekers and companies with quotes, testimonials saying, this is what happened. Like, we had a guy, George Garcia, who was on the job hunt the typical way for months, blasting out resumes and feeling discouraged like many people do. He found Crash, he signed up, he made a pitch, and had an interview and an offer all within the span of 24 hours.
Wow.
It happens. It's just a matter of, will you do that? Like, there's no magic, there's no silver bullet, there's no magic pill here. It's what you put into it, like anything else. But the mechanism is completely available to anybody who's willing to give it a shot.
Coming up after the break, Joel and I go a little bit deeper into education and how Crash.co is a place where you can find your job or career and really make a statement. Stay tuned, we'll be back right after this. I recently asked Jake, who is a sophomore in high school, why he uses SpikeView to share his learning journey.
I think it's really cool that, you know, SpikeView is really putting that abstract into concrete data and knowledge and then displaying that to the outside world. And I think SpikeView is different than anything else out there. Like I said before, because it's really taking that, you know, those abstract skill sets and those abstract experiences and putting them into data that, you know, is actually mathematic and scientific and, you know, that matches you up with the best programs and, you know, best places for you. People, you know, who are really trying to make those changes in the world, and they're going to be using SpikeView because SpikeView is that app where you can, you know, take those experiences and take those passions and put them out there and share with other people. And that's, you know, that's really powerful. And to that, you know, that professional networking piece, you know, to be with other like-minded teenagers, that puts you ahead. That puts you ahead in a lot of ways. And so, you know, I think anyone who uses SpikeView right now has a leg up in the future. And excited to see, you know, where those SpikeView alumni head up.
Head to SpikeView.com. Start your portfolio now for free.
It's one of the struggles in education is, you know, for me personally, I teach business and you've worked with, you know, you came in and are working with us. The challenge is, and I'm sure you ran into this while you were an educator, was people like, well, what do you want me to do next? Right. And especially when, you know, as a musician, as somebody who is an artist in that way, and I kind of look at business as an art as well, because there's art and there's creativity behind it. There has to be. It's not your, I don't want to badmouth math, but there's a finite piece to some of the things that we teach. The most difficult thing is getting that kid to really go. Just try it and fail and you know, be aware that you have nothing to lose here. And I love the fact Socrates, okay, he's all right, man. He knows what's going on, right? But one of the things that I kind of mentioned is opening doors. I can open so many. I can from day one to the last day you have me in class, I'm going to open doors for you. You have to walk through them. And I was going to ask you some success stories in Crash beyond the young man you were talking about. Are there any others that kind of come to mind? I know I'll put the page in the comments, but are there any others? You showed some really good pitches from youth. What are some things that stick out in your mind that were really cool with what people have done so far in Crash?
Yeah, I mean, one of those videos that I showed was a kid jumping off a trampoline before he did his pitch video. And that was sort of an outlier example of going above and beyond even more with creativity. But the point is, like, do something that's gonna can help you stand out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can speak from my own story as well, where that's how I changed careers. I mean, I was starting from scratch, and I was already following Isaac Morehouse, our founder, and his previous company Praxis, and just devouring all that content. But I was trying to make a shift into the business world from the academic world, and I didn't have business acumen. I wasn't really surrounding myself with people until a couple of years ago with anyone who was in the business world. I was completely academics and arts, and you know, you become the people you hang around. And so I was like, man, how am I going to do this? Following people on podcasts and online, and then I hopped on Crash as a customer, right at the beginning of 2019 when the company was launched, and I started building my portfolio and building a body of work, and then eventually started pitching companies for sales roles. And I had kind of identified sales as a possibility for me, even though I wasn't sure about that, but it's like, all right, this is a good starting point. Let's just get some momentum. And I pitched a healthy number of companies, 20 companies, and I got 12 interviews.
Wow.
And came close on several opportunities. And then, this past summer decided that I was going to go ahead and pitch Crash. Cause I love Isaac's work, and I love Crash and the empowered mindset. And it occurred to me that I was actually pretty familiar with the product at that point. So maybe I had some value to create. So I pitched Crash, and I wasn't even hiring. I mean, sorry, they weren't even hiring. They weren't advertising a role, but I created a value proposition based on some pain points that I had identified, and I got the offer. So,
That's nothing like living what you sell, right? I mean, there's nothing better than that. And so here's a question I usually ask some guests. I'm going to ask you, and it's got to go back to 16-year-old Joel. If you could talk to 16-year-old Joel and to have him start to learn something quicker, what would it be? What kind of advice would you give yourself at age 16?
It's funny because I was just emailing one of my former students the other day, who's a senior in high school, and he's thinking about college. And I'm like, man, if I could go back and talk to my 17-year-old self. And then I realized I need to tell him exactly what I would tell my 17-year-old self. And I did that. It's like the short answer is take a gap year after high school. Take a gap year. That is the most succinct answer for you, because you need, I believe you need, as a high school graduate, time to decompress from 12, 13 years of assignments given to you and your day structured for you. In order to figure out what you're curious about, and you need boredom in order to be curious. You need time in order to be bored. So if you take a year, now have an intention and a plan for the year, but take some time to allow yourself permission to process your experience and check in with yourself and build some emotional intelligence. I'm feeling exhausted after finally getting through 15,000 hours of K-12 schooling. That's a lot of hours, and you didn't necessarily choose that. Just give yourself some grace for that, and maybe just pause, rather than, especially in 2020, taking on an enormous amount of cost and time and opportunity costs and money. And man, going to college is a big decision, and you need to be really thoughtful about that. And I'm not going to say to anyone what you should or should not do. You're free to do that. The question is, are you thinking critically and creatively about your own life and realizing that, you know, if you set your ship to sail across the Atlantic Ocean, then you change the angle of that trajectory by a couple degrees. That's the difference between Africa and Europe and your destination. So, you know, when I was 16, 17, I wasn't thinking about this stuff at all. I was just following the masses, so to speak, and everyone around me was going to college and the guidance counselors, and it wasn't even a conscious thing. It was just an automaticity, right? It was, well, that's what you do. Yeah. And so I was fortunate that I had a musical passion that I had fallen in love with, and I wanted to study music. But in terms of the holistic picture of the trajectory that would set me on and the costs that was going into that, I wasn't making an intentional decision in terms of those other factors. I was intentional about the music part. I think that's a step ahead of some people who are going as an undecided major, trying to just figure themselves out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I might have, if I had done that gap year, I might have still decided, all right, I'm still going to apply to music school. But that gap year, I mean, you're 18 years old. The difference between 18 and 19 is nothing in the grand scheme of your life. Just give yourself a year But what's challenging about that is that there's such a pull from your peer group and the culture at large to just be normal, right? And we learn that in school to kind of conform, right? Mm-hmm. So it takes a little bit of self-assertiveness and audacity to say, no, I'm going to be different, right? Even just to say, I might go to college a year from now is already different. So the question is, what matters more, the opinions of other people or the opinions that you have of yourself? And it's your life and no one else is going to live it. So take a time to pause and take a gap year, make a plan, decompress, create some projects, just go work at a grocery store, put some money in your bank account instead of going the other direction with debt, and get curious about what you're interested in. And man, I mean, I'm biased, but hop on Crash and start pitching opportunities. Like you don't need college.
Absolutely. I love that. And I wish, you know, looking back, if we had the technology we have now, you know, you look back and you're like, oh my goodness, the things, the communication, the opportunities and the learning behind it. That's wonderful. So I lastly want to, so yeah, let's go into Crash. How can people reach you? How can they reach Crash? How can they sign up? What does that look like for our listeners?
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Well, first of all, we just launched this Job Hunt Crash course, and pun is totally intended there. I had the pleasure of writing out the majority of that course, and it's designed to help anyone go from starting from scratch to accepting an offer, everything in between, from figuring out like what potential role you want to go into, whether that's sales or operations or customer success, to building that body of work, to starting to self-direct your own learning, to take courses and blog about it, just create a podcast, to create a YouTube channel, all sorts of opportunities to learn out loud, and then figuring out what companies are out there, and then how do you go about creating a pitch video? There's a sort of comprehensive mindset and approach we have at Crash, and this course is designed to just kind of walk you through step by step, and there's action steps and there's videos and there's podcasts and there's articles to guide you in a sequential manner to make that happen. And that's at crash.co/learn. We just launched that, and it's $120 for that course. And if you think about what the ROI could be, if you really go through this course and apply, right, not just consume the information, but apply it, then you could, within 30 days, I mean, this is not just saying this, and it's totally happened. Like I said, George Garcia, 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, every situation is different, but within a really short time, you could get yourself a job at a cool company. It's completely not, it's not too good to be true. It's happening. And if you just apply yourself with what we're teaching, that $120 would go, you'll earn that back really quickly within that first paycheck. So that's something we just launched. Mm-hmm. And that includes your pro membership mm-hmm. to Crash, which is typically $60 per year, and you get unlimited pitches. So the Crash course includes the course as well as the pro membership. But if you're just curious to check things out and not ready to commit anything financially, totally understand. Try crash.co, and you can sign up for free, and you can create a profile video, which is kind of like you're pitching yourself to the marketplace at large. It's not for one specific company. It's just you're creating that anchor profile video, and you can start building some projects to attach to that, to create a portfolio. And then from there, if you wanted to say, hey, I'm going to pitch specific companies with additional pitches, that's when you'll get the pro version. But I mean, I think it's a good investment either way.
I would definitely agree. Playing around with them, working with our students right now, trying to get them in the mindset of building portfolio, building value. We'll see where it goes. I think it's going to go in a great place for even our education system and how we're implementing it. But definitely check it out. It's crash.co. I'll put all the links in the notes of the episode here. Joel, I want to thank you so much for being with us on Disrupt Education.
Hey, Pete, it's been a blast, and I really admire what you're doing. I mean, like, you and me both have worked in this in the system and have really sought to help youth out given the constraints of that system. And I think that's the case for the vast majority of teachers. And I think teachers are in need of a lot of sort of empathy and for the difficulty of that system. And so many teachers are really driven to help kids, and it's not about saying teachers are to blame. It's to say, hey, this is fundamentally an issue, and let's create something outside of that. And I think that the more that education evolves over time, the more teachers can really find those win-win situations, because so often the school situation can be a lose-lose because of all the different constraints that are upon both adults and kids. So anyway, I just admire what you're doing with this podcast and the fact that you're exposing kids to the outside business world. It's not something that's happening in a lot of high schools. So thanks again for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's my values, trying to help others find and show their value. So hey, if you get a chance, hit the subscribe button, and thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time on Disrupt Education.